This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are many, many ways high school students can compete. Certainly sports like football, basketball, swimming, track, and cross country come quickly to mind. We're going to talk now, though, about a different kind of competition, the kind that demands brain power as opposed to muscle power. It's the Michigan High School Ethics Bowl. This competition is hosted every year by A2 Ethics in partnership with the University of Michigan Philosophy Outreach Program. We've got with us today Janine DeLay, who's president of A2 Ethics. Good to have you with us, Janine.
Thank you very much for inviting us, Cindy.
And Zoe Johnson-King is with the U of M Philosophy Outreach Program. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So let's start at the very beginning. Janine, what is an ethics bowl?
So an ethics bowl is a judge tournament where student teams come together in front of a panel of three judges and then another team, and they discuss applied ethics case studies and are scored on their presentation and on their commentary and their discussion. So it is a judge tournament that includes a philosophical discussion and conversation. And unlike debate, Ethics Bowl really prizes, or the premium is on a congenial or companionable kind of dialogue, right, rather than confrontational or aggressive tactics.
You know, the goal is to figure out what's true, rather than to beat the other team down with the power of your argument, you know.
Figure out what's true, which means there has to be a lot of time thinking about and exploring and digging into whatever case they're working on.
Exactly, yeah. Students spend a lot of time just thinking through the issues, really taking it apart, picking apart a case. Sometimes they go and do additional research to find out more information if there's certain features that they don't know that they think might turn out to be important. And they spend a lot of time also with us, the graduate students in the Michigan Philosophy Department, studying ethical theory, learning principles, concepts that they can apply to the cases to try to get clearer about, you know, what they think should happen.
Now, when we say cases, Zoe, what are we talking about?
Okay. So a case is maybe half a page to a page of writing about some particular moral or political issue. Often it's a dilemma. There's a difficult choice the person has to make, and the question is, what choice should they make? Sometimes it's more a description of a state of affairs, and the question is this morally permissible? Is it okay? Should it be changed? What should we do about some problem? And cases range from the very, very abstract to the very, very concrete, and from the very global to the very local. So let's think of some examples.
Yeah, give us an example.
So there would be a wide array of fields. There would be bioethics or medical ethics, education ethics,
or
topics.
Okay, so pretend I'm a team,
yeah,
and you're giving me a case.
So,
just give me an idea.
So one of the cases this year is called Selecting for Deafness.
Yeah.
And this is a case where two deaf parents want to have a child, and at the same time, they want to select an embryo for a particular trait, and that is deafness. And so this poses some profound ethical questions and dilemmas. And so Zoe is coaching at least two of the teams about ways to approach this using ethics concepts and theories, in addition to talking with them about their own views.
Zoe, how is it that you teach ethics to teenagers when it seems that they can turn on the TV and see reality shows that contain so many messages and behavior that really are anything but ethical?
Oh, well, you know, I find that high school is a really great age to begin engaging students with ethical theories and encouraging them to kind of take a step back from the world around them and think ethically about it. And that's because I find that at high school age, students are already starting to take that step back themselves. As you mentioned, there are a lot of influences on them from a lot of different directions. Students are already beginning to think about the kind of person they want to be, about which of those influences they want to allow to have a formative effect on their personality. They're thinking about what their priorities are, what careers they want to go into, what hobbies they want to take on, and they're kind of already starting to think ethically about which principles they want to use to guide their life. And I find that of course, you know, we know the names for the principles. We know the names for the theories. We're familiar with the, you know, kinds of objections, kinds of applications, because these things have been studied and written about before. But very often, if you raise an issue or a case with a group of students, they effectively come up with the principles, with the objections, with the theories themselves. And you just have to tell them, oh, yeah, there's a name for that. I think that this kind of thinking is really deep in the human psyche. I think there's a really important need that many of us have to take a step back from our situation and approach it in a principled way.
Well, let's hear now from some of these high school students. We caught up with Basil Bakush, who's a student at Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, and he talks about how he and his teammates prepare for the competition.
With each case, it comes a lot of research behind it. We're really looking at both philosophical trains of thought, like the actual philosophy behind each of the, our approaches to these cases, and as well as, you know, the actual, like, real-life data that goes into this, you know, statistics and, you know, number crunching and stuff that goes into these ethical decisions that we have to take into account. It's really a lot of, you know, looking beyond the case itself, going online, reading these books, reading the ethical, you know, readings, and trying to understand that so we can approach this a little bit more informed.
This year, there's been one particular ethics case that Basil's team all agree was the most challenging for them. Here's Noe Barrell, Grace Steffen, and Lizzie Williams describing case number 6.
We kind of all disagreed really heavily on case 6, and so every time someone says, hey, let's talk about case 6, everyone groans a little bit. But basically what case 6 is, it's about this 75-year-old man who's receiving hospice care for cancer, for lung cancer. And he's been saying racial slurs to the people who are providing care for him. And so it's kind of, what should the supervisor for the hospice care do? Should he send different aides? Should he cut off aid completely? Or should he just tell his aides to put up with it? And we disagree really heavily on that. And it's a really tricky situation to kind of handle, because I don't know, it's difficult to talk about without offending anyone.
I think it's definitely the most, like, the most controversial case that we've come across. I mean, I've been talking to it, just, you know, people that I know, and they're like, "Ooh, yeah, that's hard." That's how sort of everyone reacts, and then we have to, like, actually figure out what we want to do with it. And it's a lot about, like, long term, you know, consequences versus short term, and, you know.
It was just a really interesting case because it's one of those things that happen in everyday life that a lot of people don't think about, that we have to think about as high school students, not as hospice providers.
Oh, taking on some pretty complex philosophical issues. We've been talking about this year's Michigan High School Ethics Bowl, which starts in the fall. It's an extracurricular activity. So you're building up to Bowl Day this coming Sunday. What's at stake? Sunday's competition.
Okay, so the winner is the Michigan State champion and receives the Hemlock Cup, which is like the Stanley Cup that goes from school to school. So the current owner of it is Ann Arbor Pioneer. And then they go on to the National High School Ethics Bowl, which is at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill in
April.
Run by
the Paw Center for Ethics.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have to think, now you've done this 3 years. Mm-hmm. Zoe, here you are in the philosophy program.
Right.
Are you seeing an uptick in high schoolers saying, you know what, maybe I want to do philosophy?
You know, it's funny you should ask that, because in fact, we recently welcomed into the Michigan Philosophy Department two of the members of last year's winning team, both of whom kind of changed their plans over the course of last year. One of whom was already planning to go to U of M, and she plays the flute and was going to major in music, and now she's also minoring in philosophy. Another of whom was not thinking about attending UM and changed his plans and is at Michigan taking philosophy classes. They got the bug big time, so here they are.
I would also think, as a parent, if I had a youngster that wanted, maybe harboring dreams of law school,
exactly,
policy,
it's a very similar
political
style of
science,
argument.
All mm-hmm. of those things, what a good way to begin that process of being a critical thinker.
Absolutely, yeah. The skills are very transferable. The ability to really think clearly about a really contentious, complicated issue and to analyze arguments, see how they relate to one another, weigh different considerations, that's a really important set of skills to have for a really broad range of fields.
Well, again, the Michigan High School Ethics Bowl, and it all came up. All that preparation will be happening and paying off at Bowl Day this Sunday, and you can get information on that. And also, perhaps how to get your high school involved by going to A2, that's the number 2, A2Ethics.org. And we've been talking with Janine DeLay with A2 Ethics and Zoe Johnson-King with the University of Michigan Department of Philosophy Outreach Program, making converts along the way. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.